Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. You know, it's raining a little bit out here at the Beaumont in Catonsville, so I don't have all that sunlight on my face here as I usually have. I have the Raven scratch-offs from our friends at the Maryland Lottery. And, you know, I invited this guy out, and he hangs out here because I've seen him here before. He's got friends here in Caton. Do you live in Catonsville, Larry Stewart?
No, I do not. I live in the Rochestown, Maryland area. I just, you know, frequent this area a lot, and have just a lot of friends in this area.
Because you know what's good.
Yes, sir.
That's all it is.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, Coppin State's our partners, 125th anniversary. Dr. Jenkins gave me and the staff over there gave me this beautiful 125th anniversary logo. So I wear that all the time. You've been wearing Coppin for what, about 30 years now? How long? When's the first time you heard that Coppin exists when you were a young man?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I actually never heard of it. Until I came down here on a visit in, 1986?
So, did Fang walk into your parents' living room? Is this how this works? Tell me the story about how you found Coppin.
No, it did not happen that way. It just so happened that my coach in the Sunny Hill League was really, really good friends with Coach Fang when he got the job. And so he put a bunch of us in a car. We came down 95. And actually, Coppin didn't even have a gym at that time. They were playing their games at CCBC, which was right up on the hill. And so we come down, we go to BCCC, watch a game, and, you know, get to meet Coach Fang. And you wanted to play ball? Wanted to play ball.
Wanted to
get an education, wanted to play ball. And it was kind of one of those prearranged situations which, you know, happen in our day.
Be honest with me. Did you want to get an education or did you just want to play ball? What was more when you were 17?
I mean, of course, you know, you're just thinking about the basketball part
right,
of it.
Right.
But, as you, you know, get older and become older and a little bit wiser, you understand that, you know, the most important thing is the education because that's what really, really carries you.
You see these kids in you when you're out. I mean, one of the things about you being a player there is this authenticity that you bring that when you're recruiting someone, and it's a whole – we'll get into the NIL and do all that. But do you see a little – they see in you that you were one of them too, right? Like that you were a kid trying to get an education and looking out for their best interest. Because Fang – man, Fang looked after – Fang protected you guys, yeah, all of you. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's just authentically me. I just want what's best for them. I want them to experience the things that I experienced. And so that's one of the main reasons why I got into coaching is to give back. And so someone showed me a lot of love growing up and directed me and gave me a lot of life lessons through the game of basketball. And so that's what I'm here to teach. And I feel as though it's my obligation to the game to help further this generation by teaching them the game of basketball but also giving them life lessons.
When they Google you and they say Larry Stewart – Coppin State,
yeah,
Coppin
Eagles,
all right,
us.
That's fine, you know, like, all right. So with NBA, Coach Stu, you play in the NBA. I mean, that's got to have a whole different, not a whole lot. Of, I mean, only 10, 12 of you on any team ever,
yeah.
Even if you're the sixth man, the eighth man, the tenth man, the swing man, you last a year, last a month, you get a 10-day contract,
absolutely.
You play in the NBA.
Absolutely.
Man, there's a whole different level for a young man at this point. To realize you have played in the NBA, that's your calling card, right?
Absolutely, it's a special fraternity. You know, everybody wants to get in there, but you know, everyone just
I wasn't tall enough, Stu.
Yeah, so you know, it's a special fraternity to be a part of, and so you know that each and every athlete wants to, you know, some way somehow end up in the NBA or playing professionally somewhere, and so it is a great card to have, you know. To try to get them to understand what it takes to even get into that special fraternity.
Well, look, if Fang were here, he would tell me, Coppin, man, that's a tough job. That's a tough job at Coppin, man. Stu's got, you know, and that is NIL come. So give me the last 3-4 years. You took the gig. You know we do a lot with Coppin around here. One of our great partners. I always encourage people to come down and support you guys. I know it's been tough. I see the results and whatnot, but I'm thinking, this is really a tough job, man. I had Pat Scary on over Towson, and they got disappointed in their mm-hmm. tournament. But just how much for any of you that were athletes, and you were a recruited athlete, we talked about that 30, 40 years ago, to where it is now, and keeping kids on campus 1 year at a time, figuring out finances, and being really a general manager as much as a basketball coach.
Yeah, you're a lot more than what Coach Fang was in his time. You know, I talked to him quite often and let him know he's doing pretty good.
Good.
He's doing
tell him good. I ask about him.
I sure will.
Tell him to call in now.
Oh, absolutely. And I just let him know that, Coach, hey, you would never, ever be at a coach in this day and age. And so it's just a different game, man. And you just have to, you know, understand that it is a different game and understand what you have to do to accomplish, you know, all of your goals. And so for me, I just look at it as, you know, again, you're going to recruit players each and every year. And so it's kind of like we are a junior college, whereas though, you know, you're only going to keep players for a maximum of 1 year, 2 years if you're very lucky. And so my thing is to, you know, all the young men that I'm, you know, out here recruiting, trying to get to come to Coppin and say, hey, listen, for the time that you're here, you're going to get the best that I can give you. And hopefully, you know, this is going to help you in the long run.
How much work is it off season here for you? I see you in here today at the Beaumont. In a recruiting way, to try to get a roster together to compete, and y'all want to compete, and the MEAC's very competitive.
Yes, very competitive.
When you're figuring out this is a young man I can get that I can attract and get the Coppin, and this is the same story of, you know, if you could have played at Duke or North Carolina, right, they'd have come and got you.
Right.
There's always that status part of this. But now the money's involved in this. It was always, get me on TV, get me to the NBA. I mean, you proved you can go to the NBA through Coppin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Kirk Lee proved you can go to Towson and play in the NBA. I mean, so there is, I mean, Steph Curry proved you can go, you know, right? So being in a smaller school, that's not necessarily a death knell, but trying to recruit and attract that person to the campus here in West Baltimore – and win basketball games. That's where you keep your gig, too.
Yeah.
It's daunting. It's a tough job you have.
No, absolutely. It's 100%. It's very, very tough. You know, just going back to it, you know, it's not where you're at. It's what you do while you're there. And so, but, you know, again, it's just a different game. You know, you mentioned the NIL, and, you know, as you're recruiting players, there was a time when you could only recruit where you recruited at certain times of the year. Well, that's out the window. You have to recruit, like right now, you have to recruit for next year because you just don't know at the end of the year what your roster is going to be at. And so there is no more off season. And so, you know, everyone wants money, but, you know, understanding in our league, everyone doesn't get money, you know, but everyone wants money. And so you just have to stress that to these guys that, you know, listen, everybody don't get money. I may have something for you, but, you know, everybody is not entitled to that at our level. But what you can do is come here and have a great year and put yourself in an opportunity where you can make a lot more money by going out and performing and having a
good
year.
That's the strangest thing in the world for me.
It's like a JUCO.
Yeah, I mean, and I talked to your contemporary on the female side about 6 months ago. I said, if I have a player that's too good, she's just gone. She's just gone. Absolutely gone.
And so you can get mad at that, or you can understand that this is
and embrace it.
You can embrace and understand that this is the game today. And so I am choosing to embrace it. And so I look at a young man and says, okay, if you come into my program, you give me what you supposed to give me. I'm going to give you what I'm supposed to give you. And if you leave here and get a great NIL deal, then I've done my job. That's how you have to look at it.
Right.
I've done my job because it's about money. That's what the game is about now.
Well, and I think the other thing is like it's like a minor league coach trying to get him to the big leagues, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Larry Stewart is here. Coach Stu at Coppin State, our partner, celebrating 125 years. Got a big gala coming up next month now. I gotta get shaved up, dressed up for that. Dr. Jenkins is coming on next week, so I'm gonna talk to him about it.
Okay.
Give me a little life over Coppin. I mean, you've already said, man, when I came down here, we didn't have this, we didn't have that. You went away, you played your NBA, you coach across the street, across the city. We don't talk about that, except when we're Cocos. We'll talk about your other gig. But the Morgan Coppin thing's also a fun thing. But give me about life at Coppin right now, because I've been coming to your event. Miss Peaches is coming on in a couple weeks, too. So I know you're nodding about that. Everybody knows her.
Absolutely.
Over at Coppin. So I try to celebrate everything about your campus. But getting the kids back onto campus and you getting ready for – your season ramping up right now,
yes.
Right? You're getting
yep.
ready. You're dribbling out there a little bit?
Yeah, we're in our conditioning stage. We will get full throttle on the court starting next week.
Next week?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Man.
So time
I got
flies.
You at the right time then.
Yeah, time flies.
So what do you got this year? Tell me about your team.
Oh, man, I'm very excited about this team. We returning three players from last year roster, Cameron Sproul, Kali Horton, and Makai Nelson, who no one got to see because he tore his knee up the first day of practice. Yeah, so he sat out the whole year, so he's looking pretty good. Then we had to bring in 14 new players, man. And so
14?
Yeah, just so excited about
these
guys.
So you don't know how good you might be, but that's maybe a lot of other teams. You're not the only one bringing in 14 guys,
yeah,
right?
I think everyone is in the same situation, but what I do like about this group is that they're on point about everything. They're saying the right things right now, and they're just dedicated to the work right now. And so I do love that. You know, we have a mixture of some junior college players, some transfer players. Have four guys, 6'8", 6'9", height frame. You know, got some little
your
girth
size.
This year. Yeah, well, bigger than me, actually. And so I have some girth. I got some good solid guard play. And, Joe, so just very, very excited for this upcoming 25-26 season. And, you know, we start the season off against Maryland on November 3rd at the CFG Bank Arena. And so just looking forward to
November
it.
November 3rd feels yes, like sir. 5 weeks from now.
Well, yeah, it is. It won't take long before we get here, that's for sure.
What's your number one selling point? Well, when you're with a parent or with a kid and you feel like you got a chance and it's a good fit for you, What's the ultimate? What's the thing you can? What's your special sauce? Like,
well, is that you're going to get coached by someone who number one walked this campus, became a man on this campus, and accomplished a lot of things, you know, at this university. And you know, you're just going to get someone who just cares a little bit more because he understands everything about this university. And so, you're going to get that from everyone on my staff who also have walked this campus and graduated. And so that's our selling point. Like, we love it more than anybody else. You're not going to get a staff more qualified than mine. Everything that you're trying to accomplish, that your son is trying to accomplish, we have accomplished it. And so, you know, that's a great selling point for us. And
I'd let my kid play for you.
Absolutely.
I really would. I know I would.
I would think so.
I know you 30 years. I'd let my kid play for you.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know, the thing about, like, what happened with the Maryland coach last year is moving on, bigger job, more money, all that. Not that you're not motivated, not that you wouldn't take the Duke job if they call you. Right. You know, I think you would. But all that being said, I feel like you're true blue. I mean, I feel like you're here for now, for a couple of years. You're going to take good care of my kid because you care about Coppin. Nice. You're not going to be selling him out the night before the conference tournament, taking a job to go to Arkansas State or something. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't doing that.
I will let him know beforehand. You know, again, like I said, man, you know, I've been shown a lot of love and been blessed with this game of basketball, and it all started for me at Coppin State and through Coach Fang. And so I feel obligated to get things back to where, you know, they once were.
Fang told me he's going to make young men out of all of you. Look at how it turned out. He made old men out of all of us.
All of us are old.
I can't think of Fang without smiling, but maybe he probably was tough on you, man.
Hey, man, listen, you know.
You saw Fang angry, right?
Listen. Well, you know, the statute of limitation is over now.
That's 40 years.
Yeah, so, you know, you're talking four-hour practices. You know, it was just a different
time. Did he
give
you water?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depending on his mood.
Oh, man.
It was a different game back then.
Tell him I appreciate him now.
Yes, sir. But, you know, without that hard work, you know, there's no Larry Stewart.
So you weren't on the 98 team, the famous night. You were long gone by then. But the team the famous team, the 15-on-2.
Yes.
Fang brought all those young men out to my studio. I was before I had the radio station. So I got the station in August of 98. That big win was in March of 98.
Yep.
And they came out and sat in my Sheridan studio. We were sponsored then by a pizza company called Mama Alardo's. They probably still exist, but they bring pizzas out for us. And when Fang was out, we ordered like 5-6 pizzas for the 15 kids and the trainers, whatever. You know, it's like 20 people that came with the contingent from, and they're revered. You guys won. I mean, were you in the league? No, excuse me, 98? You were in the league watching?
Yes.
Where
yes,
were you watching those games? From a hotel room somewhere?
Man, I was in Seattle. So I don't remember watching the game, but actually, I believe we were playing, if I'm not mistaken, I believe we were playing like Detroit with Grant Hill because I remember him saying something like, hey, you know you guys won or something to that fact. Yeah, you were talking there. I was with Seattle during that
See,
time.
A Duke guy would know the Coppin one, though he had to pronounce it. You know what I mean? So when that happened, he brought all the players out. We had pizza. And he knew about my newsletter. This is no internet. It's 1998. And we had pictures of all the kids eating pizza and we're hanging out in the same blue and gold, the whole deal. And I got the pictures and Fang's like, hey, man, you can't put those pictures in your newsletter with the pizza, man. That's a violation. Gave him free pizza.
Yeah.
19, I gave his kids free pizza and I'm breaking the rules. Yeah. Now they're asking you for money.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
How times have changed.
Fang wouldn't fit in with all this. We're out here at the Beaumont. Go support Larry Street. Please support Coppin State. Whatever you're doing, they're great partners on all they do. Dr. Jenkins is going to join us. We always talk good about them and bring on educators, talk about current issues, talk about good stuff going on in West Baltimore and how they're lifting the community. This guy's been doing it for four decades over in West Baltimore. He is the head coach of the Coppin State Eagles. And you got such a beautiful gym to have people out.
Yes, yeah, very, very beautiful gym.
When are you at the arena? What's that night? November 3rd? What are you doing?
November 3rd opens the season. We open up against the University of Maryland. It is called the Hall of Fame Series. It's a doubleheader. We play Maryland, I believe. Towson will also be playing Loyola that day.
So a little battle of the Beltway, old school, right?
Yes,
we used to do that at the Towson Center.
Yes, so get them season tickets, November 3rd. You know, come out and see us soar eagle soar.
You know, normally I'm a Terps fan. Yeah, I mean, I can be a little divided that day, right?
I'm a little divided too, but you know, my nephew now plays for the Terps, linebacker Sidney Stewart, number 29. So I'm a little divided too.
You sent him down to play for Loxley, did you?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's my brother's son, so it's my nephew. Yeah, so I'm a little divided. I got a little bit of Terps in me now.
But you won't on November 3rd for 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely not.
All right, go Eagles and. Hey, Coppin, we're here. We're down here at the Beaumont in Catonsville. And, Stu, what's your favorite thing at the Beaumont? I see you here.
Well, I don't eat pork or beef, so I'm normally any type of seafood that they have. Like right now, I'm about to have a turkey burger.
All right.
Yeah, but everything here is pretty good.
Have you ever had the fried lobster tail?
Absolutely.
Number 25 on my list?
Absolutely.
The fried lobster tail here.
Fried green tomatoes, the shrimp and grits.
So I would tell you about the lamb chops, but you don't need the shrimp and grits here are great on Sundays.
Shrimp and grits is great on Sunday, even the regular shrimp.
I know, but I get them on brunch. I'm a brunch guy.
They're pretty good food here.
My Coppin brothers know what's good. He's out here. Sometimes I see him at State Fair. You can see me. If you get to El Guapo, get the chicken tortilla soup up there. It's phenomenal. I got Pat Young here, councilman. He's running for Baltimore County Executive. Looking forward to having him on. Coach Larry Stewart of Coppin State. We've had a great show. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got scratch-offs from the Ravens. Be giving these away. Luke's been out in Owings Mills getting you ready for football. I'm getting ready for some lamb chops, getting ready for a great conversation about military and Baltimore County in our future with Councilman Pat Young. We're in Catonsville. Life is great in the 21228. Back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.